Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, circle of friends. I just thank God today for allowing us to see another day and just to be here on this prayer line just to worship his holy name. Lord God, we magnify you today, Lord God. We give you all the glory and honor today, Father God, for you are so good and worthy, Lord God. On this day, on May the 18th, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, for you are so good. You can taste and see that the Lord is good, and Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you're doing in the lives of our family, Jesus. Lord God, in the lives of our children, Lord God. Lord God, in the lives of just our family and friends, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for salvation, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the blood, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the renewing of the mind today, Lord God, and the renewing of our heart, Lord God. Lord God, give us a new mindset today, Lord God, as we go out today, Lord God. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would just keep us, Lord God. Lord God, give us a new, Lord God, just a new outlook on things today, Lord God, as we go about our day, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, I just worship you, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, for just revealing yourself, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for just, Lord God, just keeping us in prayer, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, that is our prayer today, Heavenly Father, Lord God, just to keep us in prayer, Lord God. Help us to pray about everything and worry about nothing, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. Lord God, so we just give you all the glory today, Lord God, for everything that you're handling for us, Lord God. Lord God, every door that you're opening for us, Lord God. Every door that you're closing for us, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to worry about tomorrow, Lord God, or worry about today, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you have it all in your hands, Lord God. You have it all figured out for us, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God, for being on autopilot, Lord God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for just caring for us, Lord God, and continuously to protect us, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for, Lord God, that we are overcomers in every situation, Lord God, that we are triumphant in every situation, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for just caring about us so much, Lord God. That you're just allowing us, Lord God, to see another day, Lord God. We are so grateful, Heavenly Father, Lord God, just to be in a relationship with you, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for being able, Lord God, to come to you, Lord God. Lord God, just to know about you, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God. I'm so honored, Lord God, and I just glorify you, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing in the life of my family, Heavenly Father. I thank you for what you're doing in my sister's life, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for their salvation, Lord God, and their relationship with you, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping my kids, Lord God, and Lord God, renewing the anointing with them, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for my business, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing every client, Lord God, to come into my shop, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for my parents, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you for keeping them, Lord God. I thank you for keeping their health, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I just thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for each and every person on this prayer line, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the consistency, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every prayer warrior and their families, Lord God, that's attached to this line, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for Apostle Horsley and Sister Wonderland, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for Sister Marie and Sister Mary, Heavenly Father, and Sister Gladys, Lord God, and Sister Sheila, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for Sister Melinda, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and Pastor Elastica, and Sister Darlene, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for Jamila and her family, Lord God, and just blessing her and continuously to bless her, Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you in prayer, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for just being able to come to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being the lamp of our footsteps, Lord God. Guiding us, Lord God, helping us make good decisions, Lord God. Giving us wisdom, Lord God. Lord God, help us to have wisdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us to not to lean on our own understanding, Lord God, but wait on you, Lord God. And, Lord God, enter everything with prayer and application, Lord God. Help us to learn how to pray, Lord God. Lord God, help us to learn how to hold on, Lord God. Lord God, teach us how to hold on, Lord God. Lord God, to understand that your timing is not our timing, Lord God. Lord God, teach us how to wait, Lord God. Lord God, help us to not to be impatient, Lord God. Help us to not lean on to our own understanding, but lean on you, Lord God. For you know, Lord God, because you have a plan for us, Lord God. We know that you have a plan to do us good and not to harm us, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to increase our faith, Lord God, that we understand it, Lord God, just because it's a delay does not mean it's a denial, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for giving us patience, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for helping us to be steadfast and unremovable, Lord God. Help us to stand on the word of God and every promise that you've given us, Lord God. Every promise, Lord God, that you put in the Bible, Lord God. You said you will open up the gates of heaven and we will pour out so many blessings, Lord God, that we won't have room enough to receive, Lord God. So we stand on that word today, Lord God. We stand on the word, Lord God, that you said that you will, Lord God, make our latter better than our former, Lord God. So, Lord God, we know there's so many promises in the Bible, Lord God. Lord God, so we know, Lord God, that you have not forsaken us, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you have not forgotten about us, Lord God. Lord God, that our timing is just not your timing, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to be patient and wait, Lord God. Help us to pray, Lord God, without ceasing, Lord God. Help us to seek you day and night, Lord God. Help us to be in relationship with you, Lord God. Lord God, oh, how to be in a relationship with you, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to be able to call upon you, Lord God, throughout the day, Lord God, when we need you, Lord God. Lord God, help us just to be in communication with you, Lord God. Help us to stay in constant communication with you, Jesus, Lord God. Because, Lord God, we need you, Lord God. For you are a decision maker, Lord God. For you are a way maker, Lord God. Lord God, help us to understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, Lord God. But, Lord God, help us to have the word inside of us, Lord God. Lord God, the word, Lord God. And help us to put on the armor of Christ, Heavenly Father, Lord God. The breastplate of righteousness, Lord God. The girdle of truth, Lord God. Lord God, the helmet of salvation, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Because, Lord God, help us to, Lord God, to come against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God. Lord God, help us to use the word, Lord God. So help us to pray, Lord God. Help us to stay in prayer, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Help us to stay in prayer, Lord God. Lord God, I'm praying for patience today, Lord God. I'm praying, Lord God, that you teach me how to hold on, Lord God. Help teach me how to hold on, Lord God, and not to give up, Lord God. Help me, Lord God, to be patient, Lord God. Lord God, because I know that your will is greater than my will, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for every time that you reveal yourself to us, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us pray, Lord God. Help our prayers, Lord God, be fervent, effective, and intensive, Lord God. Lord God, help us to come to you with intention, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know that you can do all things, Lord God. Lord God, we know that you can do all things, Lord God, and we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened us, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to come to you, Lord God. Lord God, help us to have our weapons ready, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to stay in prayer, Lord God, because, Lord God, that's the only way that we can come against the wiles of the enemy, Lord God, is with prayer, Lord God. So help us to pray, Lord God, without ceasing, Lord God. Help us to pray, Lord God. Help us to provoke those prayers, Lord God. Lord God, help us to use every panina, Lord God, every situation, Lord God, to provoke us to get on our knees, Lord God, and call on the name of the Lord, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, not to slumber, Lord God, but be like the watchman on the hill, Lord God, praying, Lord God, praying, standing in the gap, Lord God. Standing in the gap corporately, Lord God, where you said with two or three gather, you'll be in the midst, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So, Lord God, let this be a house of prayer, Lord God. Help us to pray, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to seek you, Lord God, with everything that we got inside of us, Lord God. Help us to push, Lord God. Help us to keep pushing and shifting the atmosphere, Lord God, because we know that prayer changes things, Lord God. So we're going to seek you, Lord God, until you may be found, Lord God. We're going to rest in a
abide in you, Lord God, so you can abide in us, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to be in relationship with you, Lord God. Help us to understand that we need you, Lord God. We need you, Jesus, Lord God. We can't go without you, Lord God, in the way that, Lord God, we communicate with you, Lord God, is through prayer, Lord God. So, Lord God, help us to pray, Lord God. Help us to fast, Lord God. Help us to seek after you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that's the way to the Father. It's through the Son, Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us daily, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a renewed mindset today, Lord God. Lord God, help us to understand how much we need you, Lord God, that we can't do anything without you, Lord God. You are the living word, Lord God. You are the living bread, Lord God. Lord God, I cannot go without you, Lord God. I need you daily, Lord God. Daily, Lord God. Renew me daily, Lord God, because, Lord God, I need you so much, Lord God, and I just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, but open up my eyes to understand, Lord God, how much I need you, Lord God, how much I need prayer in my life, Lord God, so I just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you for these circle of friends, Lord God, that motivate me, Lord God, just to dive deeper in the word every day, Lord God. So I just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for opening my eyes, Lord God, to just see how much I need you, Lord God. And I can't do nothing without you, Jesus, Lord God. So I just give you all the glory and honor, Lord God. For you are worthy, Lord God. You are worthy, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we are worthy, Lord God. You are so worthy, Lord God. Lord God, thank you for binding every attack, Lord God. Thank you for binding every all anxiety, Lord God. Thank you for binding everything in high places in each and every one of our life, Lord God. Thank you for breaking every generational curse, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for tearing off the old man, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for taking us from our past, Lord God, and putting us in the future, Lord God. And then, Lord God, we thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for, Lord God, just keeping us, Lord God. And, Lord God, just being patient with us, Lord God. And, Lord God, just teaching us, Lord God, how to seek you, Lord God, how to love you, Lord God. So we just thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God. And we're just asking you today, Lord God, to increase our prayer life, Lord God. Increase our prayer life, Lord God, because, Lord God, we need more communication with you, Lord God. We need your understanding, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for prayer, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being able to communicate with you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being able to talk to you, Lord God. Lord God, because, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for you are so good, Jesus, Lord God. You are so good and you are so worthy, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord God, I just praise you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. You are so good, Lord God. I just thank you for everything, Lord God. I thank you for opening your eyes, my eyes, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. So I just thank each and every person that's here on the prayer line today. And I'm going to read something from Matthew 6, 25 and 24. And it says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat or what you drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is your life more than food? Is your body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or they do not reap or store away in barns, yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass in the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has its own troubles of its own. So I just thank God for the word today. I just thank God for that word, that we don't have to worry, that God has it all in the palm of his hands. He is so worthy. And I just thank God that we don't have to worry about anything. He said, enter the kingdom of gates with prayer, and he will provide everything else. So I just thank God today for prayer, that he's a provider, that we don't have to worry. We don't have to stress ourselves out about things that's beyond our control, because we know it's God's will and not our will. So I just thank God today for his perfect will for each and every one of our lives, that we don't have to stress and we don't have to worry. And I just thank God for caring so much about us, that he takes care of us, that he cares for us, he loves us, and he knows the things that we need. He didn't say that I'm not going to provide those things. He says, I know the things that you need, and if I provide them for the birds, you know I'm a provider for you. So I just thank God today for being a provider and allowing me to be stress-free and allowing me to relax, that I don't have to worry, that he can just teach me how to hold on. If he just teaches me how to hold on, to keep going, I just thank God today for that. And so we're going to come together, and we're just going to thank God, and we're going to worship God, and we're just going to come together and prayer, and just praying that God teach us how to hold on, because we do not need to worry and stress ourselves. So let's just come together and pray. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, Lord.
Lord God, help us to be faithful, Lord God, in our prayer life, Lord God. Help us to be fervent in our prayer life, Lord God. Lord God, grow us, Lord God. Much more to be done, and I felt like I was in that place, and I was just being Okay, so I was just feeling like, okay, I pray, I go to church, I get on the prayer line, you know, but that's not enough. Something told me, God came to me and told me that that's not enough. I don't want to be mediocre, see, not, in nothing, not even my relationship with Christ. And the way for me to communicate with him was through prayer. And we have to constantly, I really just realized how much I really just needed Christ and just really needed him. And when I realized that, then I realized that now I'm in the place where having relationship. All of this time, I wasn't never really in the place of relationship. And I really realized that this week, like, I really need God. Like, I need it. Like, I have to have it. Like, I have to have the word of God in my life daily. Like, more than what I'm getting, I need to just really indulge myself because I need it. That's the only way I'm going to make it. And I really realized that this week. So that's where when I start studying, like, the benefits of prayer. And just last week when I was studying about provoking those prayers, sometimes you got to push, and that's the way to shift that atmosphere. And I had to realize that in my own life and just really realizing, because one of the things that drives me is being successful. And I just know that God put that in my life to just be a businesswoman, because that's just always what I've been since a child. And I know he gave me this gift. So sometimes when I think, like, where I want to be and stuff like that, you know, but I had to trust God's timing, because God, he revealed the stuff to me and said, just learn to say, teach me how to wait. Teach me how to hold on, because sometimes we always praying for doors to be open. We never praying about the doors that God closed. And I had to think so many times in my life when I thought this was something I wanted and I got it. And I'm like, ooh, that's not what I wanted. So I just thank God for knowing and trusting, and he knows what I need. He knows what I need. His thoughts are not my thoughts. His ways are not my thoughts. But his ways are not my ways. So I had to really, really, God really revealed himself to me and helped me to understand, like, just be patient. I'm going to do what I'm going to do for you, but I'm going to do it when I feel like you're ready. I'm going to do it when I, in my will, my way. Because if I do it in my will, in my way, I'm going to think that I did it. And I need God to get the glory, because he's so wonderful. He gets the glory over everything in my life. It's nothing in me. It's everything in God. So I just thank God for just revealing himself and just being able to have a relationship with him. He is so real, and I just thank God. So I'm going to read some of the benefits of prayer. One of the benefits of prayer is that it will help you develop a healthy relationship with God. Another benefit of prayer is prayer builds you up spiritually to focus on your purpose, your vision, and your goals. Prayer also reduces harmful stress. Prayer can help you create a peaceful and relaxing atmosphere at home and work. Prayer can help you process and forgive yourself and others. Prayer can deliver you from danger. Prayer empowers you to share your belief boldly with confidence and love and respect. Prayer is an appeal, a plea, a request, a desire, and a hope. It is a heartfelt expression of desire that builds a strong bond with God. Prayer expresses the desires of our heart to the one whom we pray to. Prayer can activate the force of God in our favor and transform our lives to lasting success, joy, and fulfillment. And I just thank God today for prayer. I thank God for relationship with him. And I just thank God for constantly revealing himself and opening up to us. And I just thank God this morning. And what we're going to do right now is get the name of everybody that's here on the prayer line. If you want to give your name, you got a prayer request or a praise report, you can go ahead and give it.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I just want to thank God for the prayers that went up, and I want to thank God for Sister Chris, you know, and the prayer that she's prayed and stuff this morning. Thank God for that, Sister Chris, this morning. And I want to also thank God, continue to thank God for my daughter's house and getting, you know, the things that she needs and finding favor
and I want to call out my grandchildren's name. Beginning, I'm going to start calling out their name for salvation, healing, and deliverance. For Ebony Shanks, for Colin Rasko, for Cameron Rasko, and just for marriages all around the world, and not just only my grandkids, but all, you know, our children, our grandchildren, and their children, hallelujah, to come right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We got to pray for the ones that haven't even came in, that are coming in, and, you know, continue, just, you know, just pray for them. So thank you. Amen. And also for stress for me, too.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie. And I'm asking for prayer for Richard Hutchison, who's in a hospital due to his vital signs and blood pressure and other illness. So let's pray for healing for Richard Hutchison.
Good morning. Scholastic, I see you listening in agreement. Thank you for the prayer and the encouragement. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I thank God. Thank you, Sister Chris, for the prayer this morning. Thank you for the words of encouragement and letting us know the real meaning of prayer and to push on and how God and the Holy Spirit constantly reveals things to us concerning prayer. So I thank God for that word this morning. I have a prayer request for my daughter. We've prayed for her many times, and today she's opening up her her business, a new clinic that's being opened. So we just pray, ask for your agreement and prayer that it is success and that she'll find the help that is needed, that is sincere to help her with, you know, front desk and other work that needs to be done in the office. And also pray for a close friend of mine that is in rehab, the nursing home. Just pray for him. His name is Cassell Knox. And my daughter's name is Cece or Shanitra. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Darlene B, and I'm just grateful to be here. And I thank you, Sister Chris, for getting us started this morning and sharing that awesome word about prayer, and also getting you about not being worried about anything, because God is our provider, and that is something that many times we do need to be reminded of. So I thank you for sharing that this morning. And I'm just thanking God for just all that he's doing in my life. You know, we have different bumps in the road every now and then, but as we have those bumps in the road, sometimes, you know, like even when you drive in your car, and they have these little bumps in the road where they slow you down. Sometimes in the spirit realm, those bumps in the road are to help us slow down and look to the Lord. Look to him, as Sister Chris was saying today, that it's not us doing the work. I mean, we're doing the work, but God is doing the miracles in our lives. He's the one that helps us. In fact, his word says that he's the one that gives us power to get wealth. So even in our businesses, he's the one that helps us in that arena. So I'm just grateful today for and the bumps in the road that I see every now and then. It's just something that helps me to know that I must depend on God. I have to depend on him, and there are times when we do get complacent, and we do have to be jarred back, I guess, jarred back into reality that God is our source, not us. It is us who have to depend on the Lord. And so I'm just so grateful for that. And I just want to say there's something that I there's a scripture that I read almost every day, and it's in the book of Psalms, Psalm 34, and it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with us. Let us exalt his name together. As we enter into the house of the Lord, we praise him unto his name. And so that's what we do here at Fair Praise and Deliverance Ministries. And I'm so for this opportunity to be in the house of the Lord and be with God here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. I do love each and every one of you who's here. And those who are not here today, I love you too.
Amen.
So we're going to come together and pray for those prayer requests this morning. Does anybody else have a prayer request or praise report?
Yeah, I want to request prayer for my sister Rosalind and her husband Frank. They will be traveling this weekend. So just want to pray for safe travels for them to get to their destination and return home safely. So that is a request today. And just want to pray for Marvin for his complete healing, healing of his body and mind, you know, that he would not be discouraged or feel depressed or anything like that. And then add Munashe, who is an adopted son. The God will keep him. He moved to a different part of Australia, so protect him and protect his mind while he's there in Australia. Those are other requests that I have would like prayer for. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, family. This is Sister Sheila. I'd like y'all to continue praying for the Wilson family. Still trying to gather up money so they can bury her. And if y'all can just continue praying, and I want to thank folks that did help. And pray my strength in the Lord. Thank you.
And this is Sister Gladys again. I want to pray for Sister Morris. She'll be traveling going she had death in the family, so she'll be traveling, going to her sister. So, you know, for praying for traveling mercy for her this weekend. Thank you.
This is Sister Maria again. Me and Yvonne will be going on a bus turnaround trip on Saturday. So pray for safe travel to and from that trip for everyone that's on that bus, that we be safe as we travel to and from.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and pray for those prayer requests right now. And I have a prayer request too, that God will teach me how to be patient and just to wait on him. So we're going to come together and go ahead and pray for those prayer requests. Amen.
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 Thank you, Father God, Lord God. We just, Lord God, we
thank you, Lord,
Lord God, praying, Lord God, for each and every prayer request, Lord God. Lord God, every, you know, the issues of the heart, Lord God. You know, Lord God, with each and every person, Lord God. We pray for we pray for Sister Rosalind, Lord God. We pray for Sister Gladys and her family, Lord God. We pray for my family, Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you just teach me how to wait, Lord God. Lord God, Lord God, to have faith in you, Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, to just understand, Lord God, that you are the author and finisher of my faith, not me, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God, for healing yourself to me, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for loving me enough, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I give you all the glory. That will be remembered again right now.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
God, for the victory in your name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for hearing us. We thank you, Lord, for healing, deliverance, salvation,
God, in the name of
for business, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for peace, so we're with you right now, Father. We thank you right now, Father, for our children. Thank you for salvation,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. We pray you right now. We thank you right now, God. Favor right now, God.
Thank you.
Lord, that you have people that show favor to them, Father. In the name of Jesus, they'll be able to come up with the amount of money that they need, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So we thank you right now, God, for working with God. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God.
Thank you.
So we give it all to you, Father, in the name of
Jesus.
I'm so glad Thank you for loving us.
One body, in the name of Jesus.
The abundance, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Sweet glory,
yes,
I
yes,
am.
Yes,
Lord.
Together, and we do realize that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we're able to pull down the strongholds as we pray. We know that the demonic spirits are out there, but we have the power. It's in the name of Jesus. We have the power. It's in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we're grateful that the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, has given us power to tread on those serpents, on the scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. That is the word of God. Those weapons may form, but they will not come to pass. So this morning, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, it shall not come to pass, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. We send those words back to the sender in Jesus' name. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So I decree this morning that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours. I decree that every financial mountain in our lives is removed in Jesus' name. I decree the devil is under our feet because we are victorious through Jesus Christ. I decree that we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ, and we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. I decree the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives, and this is for each and every child of God. That includes Chris and Sister Gladys and Sister Marie, Sister Yvonne, Sister Mary, Sister Pastor Scholastica, Sister Teresa, Sister Grace, Sister Sheila, Apostle Horsley, Evangelist Wonderland, our Sister Glenda, our Sister Lois, those who we don't even hear this morning, God is blessing, Sister Linda. Each and every person that has been connected to this prayer line down through the years, Sister Sheila, we thank God so much for each and every one. Sister Darlene, we thank God that we call out those names, and we thank God that God is healing, delivering, and setting people free, and that our families are coming to Jesus Christ. We have the victory because we are in Christ. So go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And once again, I just want to let you know I love you. I love you so very much. And I thank you for loving me back. And
we will continue to love those who hate us, love our families, our friends, our neighbors, our enemies. And as we spread the love of God will come back to us, because that's a seed that we're sowing. And every seed that you sow is going to grow. And whatever it is that you sow, just expect it to come back. So sow good seeds. Sow seeds of love, peace, and joy, so that your seeds will be blessed as it comes back to you. Everybody have a beautiful, absolutely fabulous day. And come back tomorrow. Let somebody know what we're doing. Let them know that they too can listen in and join in with us and be blessed, because God has blessed down through the years. The miracles, the signs, and the wonders follow us because we do believe in the Lord. So once again, have a beautiful day, and we'll see you on tomorrow, Lord willing, and nothing hinders.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive, in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.